Coronavirus has had a huge impact on our everyday lives, but have you considered the effect it has on your eyesight? Well, over 50% of us in the UK say they are concerned about their eyesight. So what should you do? What should you be looking out for? And I'm going to throw in a new word into the mix, coronavision. What's that? Well, to answer some of those questions, we have with us Dr. Susan Blakeney. Thank you very much for joining us, Susan.
Pleasure. Hello.
Now, corona vision. I mean, it's probably one of these words that will be bandied around as a popular word, but there is quite a serious subject here because there are some real concerns that our eyesight is being affected.
Yes, research conducted by the College of Optometrists has shown that more than 20% of Brits noticed that their vision got worse during lockdown. Yet over half were concerned about contracting coronavirus during an appointment with an optometrist. And so really what we want to do is highlight the steps that optometrists have done to make their practices as safe as possible and to stop people suffering in silence. You know, if you have any concerns about your eyes, then the best thing to do is to contact your optometrist in the first instance, and they will be able to advise you as to whether you actually need to come in to see them or whether it can be safely managed at home, or your visit can be postponed if you're worried about coming out. So don't suffer in silence, really, is the main message we want to get across.
We regularly encourage people to have their eyesight checked on a regular basis, as they should do, or more often, in fact, if requested by their optometrist. Yeah. Are there things that people should be looking out for as indicators they may need a checkup?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there are things you can do yourself at home to keep your eyes as healthy as possible. So whatever is good for your body is generally good for your eyes. So make sure you eat healthily, lots of coloured fruit and veg, and maintain a healthy weight if you can, although I know that can be a bit difficult with the gym shut and sitting at home in front of the computers all the time. But I think a really important thing to do is be aware of what is normal for you. You've got two eyes, so it's useful to compare them. They might not be both the same. Many people have one eye that sees slightly better than the other, and that's normal for them, just like you might have one foot that's slightly bigger than the other. But if things change, the best thing to do is to spot it as soon as possible and then contact your optometrist. So the way I advise my patients, and I'm a practicing optometrist myself, is to check what they can just see at home with each eye separately. So wearing the glasses that you would normally wear for television, if you do wear glasses for television, look at something that you can just see, such as the words on the spine of a book on a bookcase on the other side of the room, and check that you can still see it with each eye separately. So it might be that you need to look at different books for each eye if there is a difference between the two. And check that as often as you remember. So you don't need to get too paranoid about it. So not sort of every day, but maybe every week, every month, or really whenever you remember. And if you notice any changes, contact your optometrist, because, you know, like most medical things, actually, the sooner things are spotted, the easier it is to do something about it.
Important point there as well, Susan, is that early intervention. If you do notice something, and again, those regular checks could pick things up. You know, we think about conditions like glaucoma, which can creep up on people as well. So again, regular checks, and if you do see something a little bit different, perhaps not as good, then get it checked out as soon as possible.
And with each eye separately is really important, because the brain is very good at compensating for things. So I remember I had a chap in quite a few years ago now, and you mentioned glaucoma. He had very advanced glaucoma in one eye, never had his eyes tested before. And when I covered up his first eye, he couldn't even see the chart, let alone any letters on it, because his glaucoma was so advanced, it had pretty much destroyed the optic nerve in that eye. And he only came in because the second eye was starting to be affected. So, you know, each eye separately, really important.
And you mentioned, you know, we are sitting in front of screens more, whether we're watching more TV or more of us are actually working from home, as we are, Susan.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you have
welcome to my world, like everybody else.
Do you have some top tips for people who are in those situations? Because there are things you can do just to help your eyes rest.
There are, yes. Well, firstly, is to reassure people that there's no evidence that looking at a screen all day will do any harm. But there are things that you can do to make it more comfortable. And the thing we recommend is what we call the 20-20-20 rule. So it's every 20 minutes, look at something about 20 foot away for about 20 seconds. Now, you know, that's not an absolute Bible, but it gives you an idea. Don't just sit staring at the screen all day without a break. Your eyes are not designed to look at the same thing for hours on end without a rest. There is only one muscle in your body that's designed to do that, and that's your heart, and it's just well, it does that really. So give your eyes a rest every now and then, even if it means just going out to go to the loo or make a cup of tea, you know, just rather than looking at something that's sort of a couple of foot away all the time.
Were you surprised by some of the research findings? You know, people are obviously concerned about the sight, and all we talk about research that shows it's the thing people do not want to lose. You know, it's usually top of the list. But I suppose there's that worry about perhaps going to an optician or an eye clinic, especially with coronavirus at the moment. Is that perhaps a big factor?
Well, I think so, yes. And our research showed that over half of people in the UK are concerned about contracting coronavirus during an appointment with an optometrist. Maybe they are not aware of the personal protective equipment that optometrists will wear. Hopefully, now we've had this discussion, they will be more aware of that and less concerned about it. So, yes, and, you know, obviously we understand the desire of people to keep themselves safe. And it's a balancing act, isn't it, really, between, you know, protecting your general health and also protecting your eye health. So the main thing is, don't suffer in silence. If you've got a concern, contact your optometrist. They might well just be able to reassure you over the phone that it is all fine and you can postpone your visit if you're particularly worried. But if you do need to come in, please don't be worried about contracting coronavirus, because the optometrists do everything they can to keep you as safe as possible.
Just finally then, Susan, if people would like more information, what's the best thing to do?
Yep, lookafteryoureyes.org has loads of useful hints and tips and information about eye conditions. So that's lookafteryoureyes.org.
Dr. Susan Blakeney, thank you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Pleasure, thank you.